WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. Frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between BCS and both Houston airports. Commute in comfort with GroundShuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents are meeting in College Station today.
The regents are being asked to consider approving 6 construction projects with a combined total of $238 million. At the top of the list is the Health Science Center's second medical research and education building. The estimated project cost almost $104 million. Next, an $86 million biocontainment research facility that's supposed to conduct research on infectious agents and diseases in plants, animals, and humans. There are 2 projects on West Campus, $6.5 million outdoor teaching facility called the Gardens, and a $17 million support building. Another residence hall on the main campus is proposed to have a replacement of its air conditioning and heating system. Price tag for the work at Mosier Hall, $15 million. And Regents would consider the construction of a new electric substation at the flagship campus at a cost of almost $10 million. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
3 busloads of College Station School District students, administrators, board members, and other supporters will be visiting all campuses this morning. It's the 17th year the CSISD's Educational Foundation is awarding teacher grants.
Marking the $1 millionth that we have given back to College Station ISD in the form of innovative teaching grants. Our teachers are so passionate about what they do. So many of them have great ideas, but don't have the funding and things that they can do to implement some of these ideas.
Executive Director Teresa Bindon says 52 grants will be awarded this morning, totaling more than $141,000. Bryan School District administrators are in the process of determining teaching assignments next year associated with the start of 5th and 6th grade intermediate schools. Associate Superintendent Barbara Ibarra told the school board this week that teachers will be notified of their new assignments before the holiday break. Parents and students will be notified in late January or early February.
When we come back from the holiday season, once again, we have a number of students that have moved. Due to our mobility, it's incumbent upon us to check once again, what is your current and most up-to-date address? So once again, we'll send that data set to the demographer. She will send it back to us, and then we will look and see what school the students are supposed to be at under the rezoning.
Parents can apply for transfers from February through spring break. More information is online at bryanisd.org. The Texas Aggies Go to War exhibit is coming to College Station tomorrow.
It is going to be particularly appropriate because it's Veterans Day, particularly appropriate the location in the Memorial Student Center because it is in the Veterans Lounge, and that's right down the hallway from the Hall of Honor, where Texas A&M recognizes all of its Congressional Medal of Honor winners.
Steve Aldrich says this preview exhibit is going to be open through December 18th at the MSC, and a full exhibit will open next summer. For more information, visit aggiesgotowar.org. A former employee of a College Station technology company who was arrested earlier this year for stealing more than $50,000 from his former employer has completed a plea agreement. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office says 34-year-old Souvenil Basu pleaded guilty to a Class A misdemeanor theft. At the time of the plea, Basu paid $35,000 restitution and was ordered to serve 30 days in the county jail. Prosecutors say Basu spent a total of 14 days in jail before he was released at 3 o'clock yesterday morning. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 57 degrees. We'd love to hear from you. Be part of the show. Text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by GroundShuttle.com. We'll have more news at 7:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Traveling can be stressful. Let GroundShuttle.com transport you to and from the Houston airports with ease. Ground Shuttle is a local company that offers frequent and reliable shuttles between Bryan College Station and both IAH and Hobby airports. Commute in comfort with luxury shuttles with reclining seats, power outlets, and Wi-Fi on select shuttles, so you can take care of business while we take care of the traffic. With Ground Shuttle, your commute to Houston airports has never been easier. And ask about our in-town charter service and private car service in the new Mercedes S350. GroundShuttle.com. Let us do the driving.
Kind of redoing things at David Gardner's 911 University Drive. I mean, it's the same building and everything. And, you know, David basically always been on University Drive, just in different places. But they're doing a little work on the inside. They're changing the look. But some of the things that that they're not changing, of course, is the idea that they design jewelry. They manufacture jewelry right there inside the 911 University location. So if you're looking for a piece of jewelry, by the way, of course, a home football game this weekend. If you want to get your Aggie bling on, you can do that because they are the official jewelers of Texas A&M Athletics. They have Katie Decker Century Tree pendants and lots of other things that are Aggie-related. Or if it's something else that's not Aggie-related, that's obviously designed for a special person. Go in there, see what they've got for you. So excuse the dust as they're changing things around, but they've still got the same thing you're looking for, and that's quality and a staff that can help you make the right decision. 911 University Drive, it's David Gardner's.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
This Veterans Day, Allen Honda reflects on the courage that drives a person to dedicate his or her life to service and put sacrifice above self. We admire their sense of duty to give back to this country that has given us so much and their sense of honor in defending the freedoms of this blessed land. As for us, we're driven by gratitude for all who've served. Shop Allen Honda's huge inventory sale today and join us in remembering the heroes who've served this great nation.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Not too bad out there for today with a mixture of clouds and sun. A bit coolish, temperatures upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon. Tonight back to fair weather, mostly clear, and low 50s by early Friday morning. Friday temperatures come up a bit, sun and clouds, low 70s. A few clouds and mid-50s on Friday night, and partly sunny on Saturday. By then, it's 72 to 76. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor gets us ready for the high school football playoffs and the Ags contest against Ole Miss this weekend with your high school and Aggie football report. The Aggie men's basketball team has added a couple of big acquisitions to the team for the upcoming season. In the NFL, Tony Romo was back at practice this week for the Cowboys. We'll hear from owner Jerry Jones on what it'll take for him to return to the lineup. And in the NBA, the Rockets took down the Spurs in San Antonio. Meanwhile, the Dallas Mavericks fell to the Golden State Warriors. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And so despite what Nick Saban didn't know, there was an election on Tuesday.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, that's had some ramifications. Yeah. Yeah. Tom Turbyville's with us at the MAD. Good morning.
Yeah, I am at the MAD, and for a good reason, or really a very happy reason, and that is to raise funds and raise awareness for Ronald McDonald House Charity, Scott. And I've been sitting here in the lobby of the MAD, and I've been watching families pass by, and I think about what all those families had to go through to get here, to get dressed, to fight the traffic, to park, to come in, and I think how wonderful it would be if those families were just an elevator ride away or just across the hall from their families. And that's what Ronald McDonald House Charities does. There's going to be a Ronald McDonald House family room here at the MAD in the spring of 2017. There's already one over at St. Joe's, and there's Ronald McDonald Happy Carts at all three hospitals. We want you to call and help Ronald McDonald House Charities do what they do by calling 877-335-5437. That's 877-335-KIDS. Do that now, please, won't you?
And by the way, obviously we do the Infomaniac show, and then we go into network programming with Rush and all that sort of thing. So how you can keep up with or how you can be connected with this can be done through social media, right, Chelsea?
Yeah, so we are going to post the interviews, and that great montage interview that you heard from Peggy Telg is already posted on our website at WTAW.com under the interviews segment or tab, excuse me. And I'm also going to be posting those links through our Twitter and our Facebook at WTAW1620. You can follow us throughout the entire day to hear those things and kind of go back if you didn't get a chance to hear them this morning.
There you go. All right, so it's 7:15. All right, so he won, she lost.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. I mean,
that's what happens. You have politics, and people get more votes than others. But, you know, as we're, it just seems like now we're in this world where These people are voting for the first time who grew up in the participation ribbon generation, as
yes.
I call it.
Yes.
And they
yes.
just cannot understand why it can't be the way they want it to be. And so we've got protests in the streets,
mm-hmm.
you know, people crying. Okay, fine. People going, I can't go to work today. I just don't feel like I could give it my best shot.
Right.
My favorite
my world my, has ended.
My,
yeah.
my favorite was the high school kids that all just you know walked yeah. out of their class. It's like, first of all, that was an excuse to get out of class. Let's not
right.
You,
no
you
one
know,
really
put
cared.
Here.
Exactly.
And second of all, none
right.
of them can vote.
Yeah.
Well, and the,
yeah.
the you know
they thought it was a snow day.
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. And the people yelling, "He's not my president." Well, yeah, no, he is, yeah. or he's going to be. Yep. And so you can't. Again, unless you move to Canada,
yeah.
you can't really get away from this one.
Now, for his part, Trace Adkins may be angling for a future in politics. He told Cody Allen on CMT Hot 20 Countdown that he'd like to be the ambassador to Australia.
Nice, Trace, nice.
He's just trying to get a free trip to Australia.
That's it. He said, because, quote, like us, they speak English.
Perfect.
And, crikey.
Yeah, and perhaps more important, they're good at fishing.
there so you go.
Sounds like a dream job to me.
Does yeah. he know there's like 1,000 species of animals over there that'll kill you immediately?
Yeah, well, anyway, he admits that he may be a Neanderthal because he can't do this email and modern communication thing, but he'd get people to help him if he could be.
Oh, yeah.
And you may as well hey. Roll it out there. Can't tell.
He wants to go on a walkabout yeah. in the outback.
You yeah. never know. You never know. See, I take it as him winning shows kids that they can do whatever their dreams are made of.
Yeah. All right.
Exactly.
So let's talk about Chip and Joanna Gaines. You know
oh,
who
yeah.
they are?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well,
am I yeah. too old to know who they are?
No, they put Waco on the map for the right reason.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yep.
They're
is it HGTV that all
yeah,
their stuff
exactly.
is on?
Oh yeah,
mm-hmm.
the fixer upper.
The fixer upper. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. Tom, you can relate. They've bought the Elite Cafe in Waco.
Oh, they did.
And they're going to make it an upscale place. Yeah, they really
no
are.
Kid. Well, that's wonderful. Yeah. I like them already.
Well, no, you're yeah. not going to like them after
if they're
this.
They're on the
yeah.
circle
yeah.
there.
Yeah,
right?
exactly. Mm-hmm. You're not going to like them.
Uh-oh.
Oh, wow.
The country couple mm-hmm. begin every episode by touring homes that buyers could potentially buy and, you got it, fix up, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, former participant David Ridley tells Fox News that this part is completely fake. And you've got to be under contract to buy a home before you're ever considered for the show. Turns out the application confirms his story. Hopeful participants are asked questions like the purchase price of their home, if there are structural issues, and how far along they are in the escrow process. On the bright side, most people tune in to see, of course, Joanna work her design magic. And season 4 will begin on November 29th. But it's the same thing with, for instance, Pawn Stars.
Okay.
I mean, look, right. they've already talked to these people ahead of time.
Right.
It's not like he just walked in
yeah.
with...
Yeah, they don't just...
Yeah,
they
right.
They just go into the door.
Look,
yeah.
it's
I walked
live
in,
TV.
Right, here's uh-huh. President Millard Fillmore's hat. Oh, really? Wow. Well, I got a guy who specializes in presidential hats. I mean...
Yeah, he specializes in Millard Fillmore.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Specifically yeah. Millard Fillmore.
So it's,
yeah. I'll give him a call. Oh, yeah. wait, he answered on the first ring.
It's not like... Yeah, exactly.
What are the odds?
Of course, he's always... He's sitting
oh, and he can
phone.
Come by today.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's right outside the door, oddly enough. It's weird.
Just wanting us to call him and make sure that he shows up to talk to us about
well, so
that.
What was the show making it seem like?
Like,
why is this so upsetting?
Oh,
why
but,
is this
well,
news
because,
upsetting?
Because the idea is, I think, that then once Chip and Joanna go through there, suddenly this person goes, oh, yes, of course I should buy this house.
Ah, gotcha.
So
okay.
they're kind
okay.
of sending a message mm. to make it look like they...
What's yeah. new? Reality yeah, TV is
I
not
know.
Real.
Yeah. yeah, you didn't stick to the script on the reality
yeah.
TV.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Thing.
Reality
TV?
It's not for the downtrodden, right?
No.
It's not
no,
real?
It's for the,
no,
it's
Brad,
for the
sorry.
Uptrodden, actually.
Yeah, it's not. No, I'm sorry, it's not real. All right, a man caught on video stealing a snake from a Long Island pet store. Why would you want to do
good
that?
Good job. Yeah, go
yes.
for it, buddy.
Security mm-hmm. cameras captured footage of the unidentified suspect reaching into a bin of serpents before sliding out a $500 python and putting it in his jacket.
Oh, a little pricey. Well,
mm-hmm. At least he put it in his jacket.
In his jacket? Like, what? Yeah.
That's when he and then he's seen actually chatting with a worker before casually walking out of the store.
Yeah, he's got a pretty good weapon to get away with.
Well, I guess so, but I mean, you really want to? And then you stick your hand in your pocket, and it's a python, and then you can't get your hand out of your pocket because it's got that going
he's
on.
He's talking to the guy going,
I forgot it was there.
Yeah, anyway, so you got that. And again, like everything else, always remember, no matter where you are, there's probably a camera that's watching you do what you do, so best for you, you know, not to do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's 7:21. Tom at the Med this morning with us as we're trying to expand what the Ronald McDonald House Charities are doing here in Bryan College Station.
Yeah, we are, and that there's a lot of people helping us along the way. And one person who really knows about this and really knows about College Station better than anybody is the outgoing mayor and the incoming county commissioner, Nancy Berry. And
Nancy Berry, who I know is been in the community for a long time and serving the community for a long time. How many years now has it been in College Station?
34.
Yeah, my goodness. And how did you come into contact with Ronald McDonald House Charities?
Well, I've known about Ronald McDonald Houses for a long time. They do great work. And known Katie, and she did a shout-out that she was joining Ronald McDonald Charities and asked if I could help. And I got invited to be on the advisory board, and I'm delighted to serve in that capacity.
Now, I know you've obviously worked in all different sorts of facets for all different groups here in College Station, and maybe you could speak a little bit to the need. Have you noticed a need for these type of services here before?
Absolutely. When my son was born, he had surgery at 2.5 weeks, and we were living in Richmond, Virginia, and there was not a Ronald McDonald House there, and it certainly would have been appreciated had it been available to me and my family. And so I know what it's like to have a sick child, and you're just so worried about your child and everything else, you really can't think about the things you need to be thinking about to take care of yourself and to feed your family, and where you're going to house them, and can you afford a hotel to be near your child. And it's just really, it's a tough situation, and the fact that we can help those parents and families out is just great.
One of the big things we keep saying is keeping families close, which is kind of the mission
of
Ronald McDonald House Charities. And I know what a tremendous asset that is. And I know that as the community grows and our medical community grows, we're only going to need it more and more.
Yeah. When I was board chairman of the Med, we opened the NICU unit, and it was filled almost immediately because we have, you know, preemies and babies that are sick, and that just filled a need that was here. And I know that Scott and White has a NICU unit, and so does St. Joseph now, and all of them are busy because we do have underweight, premature, ill children that are born in this community every day.
And I know this is one of those things that that is completely funded from contributions. Which we've got an amazing amount of sponsors that have come up throughout this whole process, and a lot of people have called and donated. But why is it so important for people to continue giving to causes like Ronald McDonald House Charities?
Well, because the need is ongoing. There's children that are born every day, and every day there's a need for the services that Ronald McDonald Charities provides.
Mayor Berry, thank you so much for coming in today.
Now, it's my pleasure, and I encourage everyone to give and give generously to Ronald McDonald House Charities.
And if you
worthwhile.
If you want to give, the number is 1-877-335-KIDS. That's 1-877-335-5437. Got room on the phone lines for you right now. All you got to do is call. They'll take you through the whole donation process, and all the money stays right here at Bryan College Station.
It's a new day, a fresh start. Because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum, redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound, thousands of on-demand choices, and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do, and it never should. Welcome to America's fastest growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
Hey, good morning. It's 726, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620. WTAW weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Probably make right about 70 today, and the winds will be out of the north, so it'll be temp-wise kind of what we had yesterday, but we get sunshine, and we'll have actually sunshine through about Tuesday of next week. High each day will be probably 70 to 75. Lows each night will be in the middle 50s, and so it should be pleasant. Right now, winds out of the northeast at 8. We've got fair skies. It's 57.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over a million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welborn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, it was the famous 3 a.m. phone call, but not what Hillary Clinton had in mind. She had to call Donald Trump to concede. The call brought an end to the 2016 presidential race, Trump against an enormous army. The drive-by media unleashed a vicious, relentless, slanderous assault on him. They were joined by Wall Street billionaires, Silicon Valley tech gurus, Hollywood entertainment elites, sports celebrities, along with pundits, power brokers, and donors from both parties. Yet by the time the dust had settled, Trump had expanded the electoral map. His victory was decisive. States that had not voted Republican in ages voted for Trump. All that, as polls predicted, a Trump defeat, just hours before the American people had their say. Now, this is not a time for gloating, or at least not much, because we don't have time. We face daunting challenges. Our once prosperous economy is stagnant. Joblessness is rampant. Our borders are unprotected because political elites think those pouring into America represent votes. National security be damned. Major cities are trapped in a cycle of crime and violence. Government agencies have been corrupted. Instead of serving the American people, they're used to punishing political opponents and rewarding political donors. The albatross of Obamacare has thrown our health care system into near collapse. Terrorism, abroad and at home, threatens our safety. And for too many, achieving the American dream has become impossible. It's time to remember and reclaim what made America the greatest nation in the world and make it great again.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
See, folks, a few years back, I discovered a small home security company, but I could see they did everything right. Today, they protect millions of Americans all over the country. Simply Safe Home Security is their name. And I am very pleased to announce a new Simply Safe security camera designed by some of the best engineers in the business. Now, this camera, it's different. The Simply Safe security camera actually connects to the sensors in your alarm system. That means that anytime your system detects something, it records. You can see everything that happens at home. And the really great part is this. Say somebody tries to break in. Not only is Simply Safe going to call the police, but you can take your video to the police and show it to them. Give them evidence. Check out Simply Safe's new cameras today at simplysafeusa.com. I think this is going to be big. You've got to see it. Go right now to simplysafeusa.com. That's simplysafeusa.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 57 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A milestone will be celebrated this morning by the College Station School District's Educational Foundation. The foundation's grant patrol will be on the streets for the 17th time, awarding teachers at all CSISD campuses. Executive Director Teresa Benden says this brings the total amount of grants to more than $1 million.
It took us 14 years to hit $500,000 that we did in 12, and now it only took us 4 years to double it. Once you get on the good train and you keep going, we hope to beat some of these records in even quicker amount of time. So we're very blessed and very excited to have so much support from our community.
Three busloads of students, administrators, board members, and other supporters will be handing out 52 grants totaling more than $141,000. This week's Bryan School Board meeting included the first of what administrators say will be several updates leading up to the start of the district's new 5th and 6th grade intermediate schools next year. Associate Superintendent Barbara Ybarra says teachers will know before the holiday break where they will be assigned.
That's a moment a lot of them need. You know, that as they move into the spring, they want to know where they're going in 17, 18. And we want to be early communicating that to our teachers, because there is the option for a teacher to apply for a teaching transfer. So they might elect to remain at an elementary school and apply to have a transfer.
Interim Superintendent Tim Roeke says all teachers, not just those affected by realignment, will not lose eligibility for bonus pay if they change campuses next year. Parents and students will be notified in late January or early February. That will be followed by a period of transfer requests, which will be accepted through spring break. More information is online at bryanisd.org. The fall meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents is today in College Station.
One of three items to be discussed by regents behind closed doors affecting the flagship campus is allowing the president to negotiate a new contract with head track coach Pat Henry. Also in executive session, the regents will consider leasing up to 95,000 square feet of office and warehouse space in North Bryan. The location's the North Point Business Park and Harvey Mitchell Parkway near Highway 6. Regents are also supposed to consider unspecified changes in its contract with the system's third-party operator of Easterwood Airport. In open session, the regents will consider a resolution honoring the director of the A&M Transportation Institute, Dennis Christensen, for 45 years of service. There are also six building projects at the flagship campus with a combined value of $238 million. Almost half, $108 million, is the Health Science Center's second medical research and education building. And there's an $86 million building that would conduct research on infectious agents and diseases in plants, animals, and humans. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Donald Trump's election did not sit well in Austin with hundreds of UT students and at least one member of the Austin City Council.
First, UT students held a protest near campus shortly after lunch.
We're poor people of color. We're displaced. A piñata shop that was torn down by white landlords.
An hour later, they have blocked streets in downtown Austin marching to the Capitol. Among them, Councilman Greg Kassar, who says on his Facebook page he won't call for healing but rather resistance. In Austin, Audrey Morton, TSN News.
Punishment has been completed by a former College Station resident who was arrested last April for stealing $50,000 from a former employer. 34-year-old Souvenil Basu pleaded guilty to a Class A misdemeanor theft. That's after his former employer notified police that an internal audit revealed fraudulent travel and expense reports that were made between April and December of last year. According to the Brazos County District Attorney's Office, Basu paid $35,000 restitution at the time of the plea. He was also ordered to serve 30 days in the county jail. But according to prosecutors, Basu was released at 3 o'clock yesterday morning after serving a total of 14 days, 2 days after he was arrested, and another 12 days leading up to his release. Texas Aggies Go to War is an exhibit highlighting five Texas Aggies who fought in and around Belgium during the Battle of the Bulge. This Veterans Day, a preview exhibit is opening at the Memorial Student Center. Steve Aldrich says it will be open for 5 weeks to coincide with an economic development mission coming to College Station from Belgium in December. Aldrich says the exhibit will be a scaled-down version of the original, which was open in Bastogne from December 2014 to June of this year.
Artifacts that were there on display and a picture that will give you a bigger view of what it looked like when it was over there. The exhibit over there was almost 5,000 square feet, and this area we're working at with here is much more limited than that, but we wanted to give people a feel for what this was all about.
The exhibit is open through December 18th in the Veterans Lounge of the Memorial Student Center. The full exhibit will open in the Start Galleries next summer. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 57 degrees. Our text line is open at 979-695-1620. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area, let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard, do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Morning at 7:37, the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here you go.
Not too bad out there for today with a mixture of clouds and sun. A bit coolish, temperatures upper 60s to near 70 this afternoon. Tonight back to fair weather, mostly clear, and low 50s by early Friday morning. Friday temperatures come up a bit, sun and clouds, low 70s. A few clouds and mid-50s on Friday night, and partly sunny on Saturday. By then, it's 72 to 76. This is Gary Best, News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll check in with Zach Taylor for your high school and Aggie football report. Meanwhile, there were a couple of big acquisitions for the Aggie men's basketball team for the upcoming season. In the NFL, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones talks about Tony Romo's return to practice this week. And in the NBA, the Rockets bested the Spurs while the Mavericks suffered a loss to the Golden State Warriors. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. Tom Turbyville makes his triumphant return.
Well, it's a return.
Yeah.
Welcome back, Tom.
Well, thank you.
We're glad to have you.
It's so nice to be with you, Chelsea and Brad.
Oh, you're so sweet.
He's been plied with food to say that.
I just got more food. Shane from the hospital. Yeah, just brought me some kolaches and cinnamon rolls.
Wait a minute.
I'm heading out there ASAP.
Yeah,
I'm not going to be able to get out of this cubicle by the time we're done here.
So you're at the Med.
I am at the Med, and it's all the Radiothon that we're doing this morning, along with our partner stations, Candy 95 and also Peace 107.7. And but you all are listening to me at the Met, where, by the way, in the spring of 2017, there is going to be a Ronald McDonald House Charities Family Room. It's going to be in the space that was occupied by the administrative offices. They're moving somewhere else in the hospital. And it's just going to be so wonderful for families of kids who are in the hospital, for them to be not across town from their loved ones, but across the hall from their loved ones. And we're asking folks to call 877-335-KIDS, 877-335-KIDS, and help Ronald McDonald House Charities do what they do.
There you are. So in Austin, there were people unhappy. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I'm shocked.
I mean, there were people everywhere, but
right. Yes. But in Austin, they're weird and unhappy.
Yeah, that's
bad combo.
Okay, there you go. We're going to have what? Democrat Lives Matter? Is that where we're going with that? Yeah, let's see how that works.
Oh, boy.
America's desire for inexpensive pre-cooked. Well, this was written by a Yankee. All right, so here we go. America's desire for inexpensive pre-cooked deer meat.
Wow.
Yeah, has been wildly underestimated, apparently, much like the guy who was elected president.
Get a rope.
Wildly underestimated. Yeah, that's it. New slogan. I like it.
I know, that is good, isn't it? Well, that could work. Arby's made its new venison sandwich available at four Minnesota locations last week, and the sandwich sold out by 11:15 in the morning.
Wow.
According to the nation's restaurant news, it was the same five other states where it was the same in five other states where the chain was testing its. And what this is it's a thick cut of venison steak.
Yeah. Wow.
And they put crispy onions and juniper berry sauce.
What?
Mm. Is this Arby's? Is that what you're
saying? Arby's, yeah. Arby's. We've got the meat.
We've got the meat. Yeah. Hey, you put a little horsey sauce on that.
I guess. Mm. Well, they're using juniper berry sauce, which is, of course, exactly what you would want.
Tasty.
But it really seems like since they've started going on this whole we've got the meats thing, it's like they're retooling their menu.
Yeah.
I kind of want to give it a try.
Well,
yeah.
Some Arby's locations ran out of the venison sandwich in 15 minutes.
Wow.
It's unclear if more venison sandwiches are on the way. And their main, now the deer are going to have to worry?
Possibly.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens.
One marketing guy wanted to call it.
Go ahead.
A marketing guy wanted to call it the Bambi sandwich, but that didn't work.
I still want to know where the deer are coming from. Yeah, like the side of Highway 70?
We found one we want to contribute. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's tied to a bumper somewhere.
Well, yeah.
We're killing them down here, and then we're sending them up there to be processed.
And if they could say that, 100% Texas deer, I'd be a little bit more, inclined to try it out.
Hello.
Hey, here's your culinary trivia for the morning.
All right.
Juniper berries are what they use to flavor gin.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Did we do that on the show? Or maybe it was with my friends. I was looking up what gin is flavored with. Because
we would never do anything like that. No.
It's really just vodka that's like flavored with these herbs and things.
Yeah, there's juniper berries.
Caller.
Juniper berries.
I'll kill them for $200. I'll cook them for $300.
There you go.
Cliff Howard ready to lead a brigade up there.
Yep.
I can see Chip with 10 sandwiches tied to his hood.
That'll be awesome. All right. Well, that's good. Those people in Minnesota need to be trying that. We'll see. We like to do other things with ours, actually.
Yeah. Imagine wrap it in bacon.
Yeah. Well, any of that. Or they could make sausage. Oh, wait. Speaking of sausage, okay, plain and simple, you cannot fly your sausage around without a permit.
That's a country song, I think.
There's so many ways that this could be.
I know. More in a minute. Hello.
Hey, it reaches out to the organic group because they're free range.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good point. That's exactly right. Free range venison.
They're running across the highway? Is that what he's talking about?
You can jack the price up another 20% if you put free range on anything.
Yeah.
No, so here's the deal. A man in Australia might be fined by the Civil Aviation Safety Authority for flying a drone to pick up sausage and deliver it to a friend. The man, known only as Tim so far, says he was just having fun when he picked up the sausage from Bunnings Hardware Store and delivered it to his friend. The whole thing uploaded, of course, to YouTube, so it's out there, and they've shared with you. So what happened is it didn't do well because it was taken down by the civil aviation people there. They they got involved and said he could be fined up to $9,000 by breaching drone regulations, and he may, in fact, lose his drone license for all that. So we'll see. All right, in the meantime, Mr. Trump got a tweet from Mick Jagger. It was tweeted out regarding Donald Trump from Mick Jagger saying, "I'm just watching the news. Maybe they'll ask me to sing 'You Can't Always Get What You Want' at the inauguration." Very, very nice. Yeah. So did Trump win? And the why did Trump win were two of Wednesday's most searched phrases on Google. Search terms popularity suggests that people are trying to come to grips with his surprise win. Well, the reason is people were listening to the media like, we know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we say that. And one of the things I heard a talking head yesterday with a really interesting thing, and the reason we don't talk about polls, I just don't talk about them, is he said everybody was concentrating on the margin. Because that's all they talk about when they talk about polls. Oh, she's got a 4-point lead.
Right.
Oh, he's up 3 points here. And instead, he said, what you should have been doing is looking at the idea that every time, once again, Donald Trump would shoot himself in the foot or something negative would come out about him, her numbers never went up.
Mm. Yeah.
So as long as you're just looking at the margin and you're not seeing that that made no one decide that they were going to change their mind. You take that and you have this silent undercurrent of people who were going to vote for him anyway. And he said, you know, if you look at it from that standpoint, then it's clear that he was able to win simply because her numbers wouldn't go up when bad stuff was said about him.
You know you love the Cafe Excel menu, so wait until you try Cafe Excel's Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy a 22-pound sage-rubbed turkey, creamy poblano mashed potatoes, warm turkey gravy, the classic pumpkin pie, and so much more. Have you ever fed 10 to 12 people this easily? Order on CafeExcelBrianTX.com before November 15th and receive a $25 gift card. Celebrate your family with a meal everyone will love from Cafe Excel. Go to CafeExcelBrianTX.com today.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
What would you say is the most significant issue facing marriages today? Affairs, finances, disrespect? The phrase unmet expectations probably wouldn't cross your mind. And that's exactly what makes it such a dangerous problem. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. When you get married, you can view your relationship as a blank slate. But in reality, we each bring long lists of expectations into the relationship. It could be anything from hoping your spouse will be romantic, to how clean they'll keep the house, to the number of times each day the two of you are going to talk on the phone. And these expectations define what we want from our spouse and our marriage. The problem is many couples don't realize they have such expectations. So when a need goes unmet, they feel hurt and angry and blame their spouse for being so rude and uncaring. That spouse then feels attacked because they had no idea there was a line to be crossed. And that's when conflict arises. So how does a couple deal with this problem? The first step is to recognize what's on your list of expectations. After that, you need to openly communicate it with your spouse so they understand your needs. You may discover some of your hopes aren't reasonable and should be adjusted. And that's okay. Through dialogue and compromise, a husband and wife can agree on how to meet each other's needs so they both feel loved and cherished. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500. 800-261-7500. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 7:50. It's playoff time in high school football, and with your high school and Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
The Texas high school football playoffs kick off tonight with Navasota squaring off with the Kilgore Bulldogs in the bi-district round. Rattlers head coach Patrick Goodman says his guys are fired up.
They're saying, you know, we're going to play good and we're going to play hard, but, you know, we can win if we do those things and take care of the ball. And so at least they're hearing what we're telling them.
Kickoff is at 7:30 in Lufkin. Broadcast begins at 7 on Willie 97.7 and BradsusFootball.com. In the collegiate game, Fighting Texas Aggie football is coming off arguably its worst defensive game of the year after giving up a season-high 365 rushing yards and a 35-28 loss to Mississippi State. Defensive coordinator John Chavis was asked if he was worried at all about the Aggies' struggles stopping the run.
Without going into great detail, you know, we felt like we had a good scheme on the first play. It was a situation we felt like we could handle, but we didn't. And again, we got that change after the first play. We changed the way we were playing it, and even though the quarterback was still able to run some, he was not as effective. You know, when you take a little bit from one spot and you put it in another spot, then you create other problems. We felt like we could handle it, and I felt like we could handle it and made the decision to play it the way we played it, and obviously that was not the right decision.
Hopefully Chief and the guys can get things corrected for this Saturday when the Aggies welcome the Ole Miss Rebels to town. Kickoff is at 6:30 p.m. with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your high school and Aggie football report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. Meanwhile, the A&M basketball team has acquired some promising names who have signed on with Texas A&M. TJ Starks, a touted 6'2" guard from Lancaster High School, has become the latest addition to the A&M men's basketball team's highly ranked 2017 recruiting class. Also joining the ranks is big man Isaiah Jacy. Jacy, a 6'9" center, is regarded as a 4-star recruit by ESPN, which slots him as the 8th best prospect in the Lone Star State. In the NFL, Tony Romo's been listed as a full practice participant for the first time since the Dallas quarterback broke a bone in his back in a preseason game in August. Here's Cowboys owner Jerry Jones.
For us to really have our advantage of being as deep as we are with good quarterbacking right now, he's got to absolutely get ready to play at his top level.
The 36-year-old Romo ran with the scout team, although rookie Dak Prescott remains the starter for the 7-1 Cowboys. Coach Jason Garrett said the starting quarterback gets almost all the reps with the first team in practice, and that plan was no different this week. In the NBA, James Harden had 24 points as the Houston Rockets held off the San Antonio Spurs 101-99 last night to hand the Spurs their third straight home loss. Meanwhile, in Oakland, Klay Thompson hit his first 7 shots and scored 18 of his 20 points in the first quarter, and the Golden State Warriors cruised past the undermanned Dallas Mavericks 116-95 last night. And in Major League Baseball, Houston second baseman Jose Altuve was voted Player of the Year and the AL's Outstanding Player by his peers in the annual Players' Choice Awards of the Major League Baseball Players Association. Second baseman Daniel Murphy was selected the National League's outstanding player in his first season with Washington. Major League ERA leader Kyle Hendricks of the Cubs was the National League's outstanding pitcher, and Rick Porcello won the AL award in his second season with the Red Sox. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In today's world, everyone needs internet. Parents use the internet for banking, shopping, email, planning the next trip to the Magic Kingdom, or one of the great state parks in Texas. Kids and teens need the internet for homework, the latest video game, and listening to their favorite radio station. The professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage available in the city or country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV with packages starting as low as $39.99 per month. If you are looking for high-speed internet and great television programming with local, professional installation at the best possible prices, call Starfire today. Go ahead, make the comparison to your current cable and internet bill and give Starfire a call today. 979-776-2215. That's 979-776-2215. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984.
News Starfire. 1620 WTAW. It's about 5 minutes till. Tom Turbeville is with us this morning.
I am.
Yeah.
And so is Shannon, and so is Katie.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. And so are Cinnamon Rolls and
Yeah. Yeah, yes. We heard all about
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks.
Right.
Yeah, right. Okay, fine.
Save some for me.
Yeah. Hillary.
Well, maybe not.
Hillary Clinton said goodbye to her presidential hopes yesterday, but the silver lining in her campaign merchandising is going like crazy.
Oh boy.
Yeah. A source at the, because you know what? Hillary needs more money.
Right?
That's right.
Yeah, we need to make sure that Hillary's doing just fine when it comes to
At least this is like pseudo-legitimate ways to get money.
Yeah, oh, that's a good point.
She's not really used to that,
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's better than what she's done before, but yeah, so anyhow, if you want some Hillary stuff, it's out there.
Yeah.
the site is flooded now with orders. It's not just fans either. Collectors trying to scoop up the last of the commemorative merchandise and supplies that are extremely limited. On the other side of that, I don't have the story in front of me right now, but apparently you have to wait to be able to even get your own Donald Trump Make America Great Again hat.
Ooh, oh, back order?
Oh. Yeah, exactly. Mm. Exactly. So know that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, I had a question about that.
Well, we have an answer. We'll see if it matches up.
Okay, you know, he wore his hat outside. I'm assuming that's so the wind wouldn't do a number on his hair,
okay,
right?
Okay, all right.
Is he going to wear a hat at the inauguration?
Oh,
especially if it's a windy day?
No, I'll just use extra hold hairspray.
Yeah. There you go.
Because, I mean, we know it's the real thing.
Yeah,
I mean,
we do. We've seen Jimmy run his hands through it.
It's gotten frou-froued. Yeah, it has.
But he might have to staple that cowlick on.
Ooh.
Keep it there, you know,
ooh,
from
staple.
Blowing in the wind.
Yeah, let's see how that works. Yeah. Well, or hair tape. I'm not sure which.
He could wear a stovepipe hat. You know,
there you go.
Yeah, right.
That would look great. Cool. That would rock, wouldn't it?
Let's bring the stovepipe hat back.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. Sure. Yeah, you see somebody like me in a stovepipe hat, that'd bring me up to 5'5". That'd be cool.
Yeah, you would. Took the words right out of my mouth.
That's it. Anyway, listen. Now, Tom is at the Med because we're talking about the Ronald McDonald House Charities, what they have done so far in Bryan College Station, and obviously they want to move on and do more things. And the Bowman family can tell us about their experience with the Ronald McDonald House during their stay at Dell Children's after the birth of their child. And they had that story, which I've got available for you as soon as I punch that.
Our daughter had x-rays over the course of a 36-hour period, figured out that she needed to go in and she had perforations in her colon. That's when our doctor was basically telling us, the pediatrician was saying, we need to see a specialist at Dell Children's, and he said, I know somebody there.
When I'm far away from home.
I mean, the situation was so touch and go. We did know that we would probably be there. The doctors told us at best about 2 months, I think is what they had said, that she was going to be in the NICU.
When I'm empty and alone, I turn to you.
She had to undergo major surgery.
At that point, we didn't know when she was going to get out.
Right.
There was a Ronald McDonald House room just right across from the NICU where families could go and hang out, eat meals. And I can't remember if it was a nurse or the volunteer that was working there that told us that the Ronald McDonald House was just within walking distance of Dell Children's. College Station's about 2 hours, hour and a half from Austin, so to travel back and forth would have been very difficult, especially having just had twins, where one was healthy but one was still in the NICU. We wanted to try to keep them together as much as possible. But a hotel would have been incredibly expensive since we didn't know how long we were going to be in Austin with her in the NICU.
What else can I do?
It was nice knowing that she was going to be taken care of by Ronald McDonald House. It was very comforting having the Ronald McDonald House available.
Having come from the other side of things, having to use the facilities and having that experience, it's absolutely worthwhile to donate.
You don't really know what it can do for you until you have to be the one to use it. And I'd say that's probably one of the most worthwhile things that you can get involved with, is just donating to the Ronald McDonald House, time, money, things, whatever you can donate.
And we currently have a family room at St. Joseph Hospital, and we're going to have another family room at the Med. And that's what this is about today. So if you'd like to join us, we'd appreciate that. At 877-335-KIDS, that's 877-335-5437. You can call right now. Our weather, going to be a pretty nice run for about the next 5 days or so. Temperatures between 72 and 75 for a high. Lows will be in the 50s, and best of all, no mention of rain in the forecast. It's 8 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station Bryan, it's 8 o'clock.